WRCL Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. Although Wisconsin built a lead to 9 points in the first half, it eventually dropped a game yesterday at Michigan State, 71-62. John Tonji was held to 11 points, and starter Max Klesmit missed the Big Ten game with an injury. John Blackwell led the way with 19 points. The Badgers came in leading the conference by hitting 38% of their three-pointers, but only connected on 5 of 32 in the defeat. They traveled to Minnesota for a border rival game on Wednesday night. Marquette dominated the Georgetown Hoyas on Saturday by a 76-61 score. The Golden Eagles grabbed the lead 6 minutes into the game and never trailed the rest of the way. They were up 39-22 at the half. David Joplin scored 17 points and took down 9 rebounds. Van Gold had 15 points. Marquette travels to UConn on Wednesday for a Big East Conference showdown. The Wisconsin women's hockey team completed a weekend sweep of Bemidji State on Saturday with an 11-0 rout. Senior captain Casey O'Brien scored 6 points in the runaway, giving her a program record 265 for her career. Hillary Knight held the previous records with 262 points. Kristen Sims had a hat trick. The Badgers advanced to the WCHA final faceoff next weekend at Minnesota Duluth. The Brewers have hired former New York Mets general manager Billy Epler as a special advisor. He will be involved in scouting and baseball operations. Epler had been suspended for a year by Major League Baseball for his involvement in creating fake injury reports. He also served as GM for the Los Angeles Angels from 2015 to 2020. And the Brewers are in spring training action tonight. Not a day game, a rare night game, and that will be against Cincinnati, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch will be at 7:05, with the pregame starting at around 7. Linebacker Isaiah McDuffie is staying with the Green Bay Packers. Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst announced today that the team had re-signed McDuffie without revealing terms. A person familiar with the situation told the Associated Press that McDuffie agreed to a 2-year, $8 million deal. McDuffie was due to become an unrestricted free agent if he hadn't reached a deal with Green Bay. The Packers selected him out of Boston College in the 6th round of the 2021 draft. A person familiar with the situation says the Philadelphia Eagles are set to release cornerback Darius Slay. The person spoke to the Associated Press on conditions of anonymity today because Slay will not be released until after June 1st. The Eagles made the decision to cut the 6-time Pro Bowl cornerback only 3 weeks after they won the Super Bowl. Slay spent the last 5 years with the Eagles. And Jimmy Johnson has announced his retirement from Fox Sports after being a part of its NFL coverage for 31 years. The 81-year-old Johnson made the announcement during an appearance on The Herd with Colin Cowherd. He said that he had been thinking about retiring for 4 or 5 years. He said he would miss the people he's worked with and called it a great 31-year run. Johnson worked alongside host Kurt Benefee and Terry Bradshaw and analysts Holly Long and Michael Strahan. As a coach, he won consecutive Super Bowls with the Dallas Cowboys and the College Football National Championship with Miami in 1987. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.